Good evening, brothers and sisters. By the grace of God, we can be again gathered here to sing the wonderful songs and to hear the musicians and to hear the holy and precious Word of God. And also that we give Him the worship and the praise. We greet all of you very warmly, near and far. Also our brethren who are joining us online in all the countries. It's getting more and more. And we are so glad that so many have a hunger for the Word of the Lord. We greet all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us sing a couple of songs together. We start with song number 5 from these little booklets. What a friend we have in Jesus. Let us also tune in. Number 8. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Number 8.
Oh!
I believe the Lord has heard it already, and tonight He will give us His blessing from His fullness. Now let us read a word for introduction from 1 Peter, chapter 1, and then Brother Alfred Borg will pray with us. 1 Peter, chapter 1, from verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see Him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Amen. Please let us stand up and let us pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious word which we heard already. You made us born again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You have done everything for us. We thank you that we can be gathered here tonight to receive this, we believe with all our hearts, what you prepared for us. Have thine own way in our midst. We thank you that we are not alone, but worldwide you have brothers and sisters who are joined with this meeting via the internet, watching and seeing. Lord, we thank you for this possibility. We thank you for everything you took care of. We are convinced that you will also tonight give each one of us who is here, you will give what he needs. Whether it's salvation of the soul, whether it's healing of the body or deliverance. Nothing is impossible for you. When you walked this earth, you made great miracles. You made the dead alive. You healed all manner of diseases. And we believe that you are the same tonight. We believe that you are present tonight by your Holy Spirit to work what you promised and what we believe. We pray you, strengthen our brother, lay your words upon his heart and in his mouth. Bless us freshly from your throne together, here and everywhere, worldwide, with your word. We thank you for this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us sing, "Only Believe, Only Believe." You may be seated. We welcome you very warmly in the precious name of our Lord. We have come again from near and far, from all over Europe and from Africa and from wherever we might be. For me, this will be the most difficult meeting at all times, because some things have to be said, which will be heard worldwide. And you all know that I made a trip to Tucson, Arizona, USA, to participate at the burial of Perry Green. And some things came up in me, and some things have to be corrected now. There's no way around it. But we will deal with it very briefly. Firstly, I would like to give you the greetings from Brother Dr. Mbie, from Brother Etienne Genton, from the brethren from Burkina Faso, Brother Jacques Ivory Coast, Brother Mamba Kolwezi, Brother Kasadi Lubumbashi, Brother Müller from Germany, Brother Cecil, Brother Ngonga, Brother Motika, Brother Inodi, Brother Joseph from Atlanta, brethren from Dublin, Paul Nyagi from Nairobi, Brother Ellis from Edmonton, and then Brother Gracias from Ashdod, then brethren from Goma, brethren once again from South Africa, Brother Deo from Rwanda, Brother Samuel from Pakistan, and then Brother Kayembe from probably Africa. Then Brother Daniel from South Africa. Brother Young from Denver, Colorado. Brother Mayumba from Congo. Brethren from Australia. And once again from Kinshasa. Brethren from Namibia. Brethren from Malawi. Brother Lupondo. And
New Guinea,
Brother Pato from New Guinea, and Brother Joachim, and the brethren, Brother and Sister Anderson from New Zealand, Brother Bruce from Cape Town, Christian from Romania, and Brother and Sister Holviti from Finland, with all who are gathered there. Brother Ferry, Hungary. Brother Remy from Burundi. Brother Golden from South Africa. Brother Chiba. And then Brother Chauffeur. Brother Chala Tukila. And then all the brothers and assemblies from the capital, from the Ivory Coast, Yamoussoukro, and Brother Adonis, and Brother Ilunga, and Brother Vladimir from Bashkirian, and once again greetings from Equatorial. And then Brother Baruti and the brethren, Brother Gerlando from Sicilia, Brother Leon from Abidjan, Brother Nyagi from Nairobi, Brother Badosa from the DRC, most surely, Brother Michael. Whom have we got here? Brother Collins from the USA. Brother Kambunga from Pretoria. Brother Nancy, or from Nancy, France. Brother Dan Silva from South Africa. And Brother Moore from New Zealand. And the brethren from Tanzania. And then Brother Gajewski from Poland. I'm very happy about this. Beloved, we are just joined with the Lord, with the Word. And we may really participate in that, what God is doing right now. And we believe that the last message, as the everlasting gospel, is being preached unto all nations and tongues for a witness, and all who are pardoned by God, they hear the last call, they believe, and they are coming out. Now, what really makes me sad, I admit it openly, publicly. We will deal briefly with it. The misdevelopments among those who refer to Brother Branham. And this really goes beyond every measure, beyond every understanding. And there are two things which were made the main point. The one thing refers to the past, that God has sent him, has sent Brother Branham. And the second concerns the future, that before the rapture he will return, that he will have a tent mission, and that he will have the main part in the resurrection of the believers, that he will speak a mighty word. Oh, what kind of things is believed there? It's just incomprehensible. Also, especially with the tent vision. On the 1st of January 1956, Brother Branham spoke of the tent vision. In 1958, I heard it for the first time in Chicago. And we cannot go into details here, but so much must be said to all over the earth, that the ministry of Brother Branham once for all is done. And it's absolutely against the scripture. It is useless to wait for his resurrection, that he will have again a ministry. No. In Isaiah 28, we read that the Lord will rise, that he will finish his work. And the same is written. I can read it here, so that all know it, that it's really written like this. And we only believe what the scripture says, and how the scripture says it. Here, in Isaiah 28, verse 21, "For the Lord shall rise up as in Mount Perazim. He shall be wroth as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act." And the same we read in Romans, in chapter 9, that the Lord himself will finish his work of redemption, just as he finished his creation work. Romans, chapter 9, verse 28, "For he will finish the work," not a prophet, "for he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth." We believe as the scripture says. And I just have to emphasize it, that only the foolish virgins believe foolish interpretations. The wise virgins can only believe God's holy word. Their faith is anchored in the promises of God. Ezra said, "I not only participated in at the burial, also on Saturday at the so-called viewing of the coffin, and I also wished God's blessing to Sister Green. We are honest, we are upright, we are sincere. We wish all with all our hearts God's blessings." And I just asked to speak at the meeting. I asked to say something there, but there was no time in this 2.5 hours. I only had the possibility to say something on the Sunday morning in the meeting in the tabernacle. As the last one, I was allowed to say a few words. And Brother Tati, who was also there, he told me that more than 700 people have watched this testimony, what I have said there. And then I also made a visit in the house which was prepared and built for Brother Branham in Tucson. And it's just impossible. Probably one cannot express it scripturally. I hope that also is not, that this is not believed by unbelievers. They will really shake their heads. A huge room, like a museum, with all the 47 rifles, with all that, what Brother Branham shot, whether it's the bear or, right, a huge room, and there are groups coming very sincerely and getting the information there. But really, what really made me sad is that even on the tombstone, in Jeffersonville, at the pyramid, on the pyramid, which was erected on his grave, is written the false text, namely, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you will forerun his second coming. The word message is missing. And this on the tombstone, but the same is also written, engraved in the front door of the house which was built for Brother Branham in Tucson. The same fake text. And you can imagine, of course, what this really meant for me with these things, to be confronted again with these things directly, and then to understand that all these people are bypassing what God has done in the past 50 years, despising it, and just claiming the only one who was sent from God was the prophet. And with this, it's finished. And it only starts again when he returns. And I tell you, it's really a visit. It was a visit, a journey, which really made me very, very sad on my inside. It really shook me to see it live, how people are misled with a reference to the greatest man of God who ever walked this earth. Many times we witnessed it and testified of it. And I can say it as an eyewitness, the best I can really judge it. Partly we reported of it, that really the same ministry, the same gift of revelation was given to our brother, that just as our Lord, as the prophet and as the Son of Man, he could say, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. John 5, verse 19. Upon this scripture, Brother Branham was referring almost every sermon when he was praying for the sick. And As the Lord has seen in visions what concerned the person whom he was speaking to, so Brother Branham saw in visions what concerned the person for which he was praying for. Have you not the examples of the couple of Zurich with a blind-born daughter? Have we not the several experiences? Have we not watched it, seen it? Didn't we pass it on? Up to the daddy of the translator. I see New York. I see the skyscrapers. I see the cars. I see you in New York. And you came as a missionary over the ocean, and you are a preacher of the word. And then Brother Ram said, and you are the daddy of my interpreter. I experienced this, I watched it, I heard it myself. I'm not telling you of things, of the things which others have seen, but I tell you of things which I have seen and heard. But that really an idol, idolatry is being done. That what the Lord himself said from the supernatural cloud, namely, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And we see it, of course. We see it unto this very day. Also, this I've said here before. Brother Branham, altogether, he visited 15 countries. In 12 countries he was preaching. And no man has heard of the message. After the opening of the seals, he never made any missionary trips overseas. God ordained everything in advance. He even ordained that I have seen Brother Branham going home on the cloud, and that at the funeral, when I returned into my hotel room, it said, now your time has come to go from city to city. But those people are mocking about it, and they only believe only the prophet had a call and a commission, and they are waiting that he will return to finish this commission. No. Until this day, God never let anyone return. Also John the Baptist not, and all the other prophets not. And by the commission of God, we carry the divine message of the word into all the world. And whoever has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying through the Word of God. Brothers and sisters, also this, we at this place, we said a couple of times and emphasized, the sealing with the Holy Ghost unto the day of our bodily redemption must take place. God must put his seal upon that what he has done in us and through us. And let us say it very clearly. God will never confirm any error. Let us say it also again. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. The church is the pillar, is the foundation and pillar of the truth. The church of the living God is not a building of lies, but the body of the Lord, the pillar and foundation of the truth. And therefore, the apostle John could write that no lie is of the truth. Truth is truth from the very beginning and will remain the truth until the end. Let us say it. In the last consequence, God has really given us the grace to be of a sound mind, to remain sober, to believe what God promised, also to place the ministry of Brother Branham biblically. And then, when the time was fulfilled, we have carried this message into all the world. And whoever knows about it, also the last trip to Pakistan and Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and how the Lord has opened the doors. And in the last email, our brother Michael, he wrote us that now it will not remain with 56 stations, but exactly 70 stations are broadcasting the message of God. That what is broadcasted in Lahore is also broadcasted now in other stations. 70 stations are airing the same sermon, the same message which we broadcast, the same message. What do we want more? We have reached the whole world now. And now, the rest is coming to it. Also this, I have told you before, when in Lahore, this man, who has the leading over all that, in the TV studio, he looks at me and asks me repeatedly, "Did you know William Branham personally, really?" I said, "Yes, I knew him. I participated in his meetings." And he asked again, "Is this really correct? Can you really say that you knew Brother Branham personally?" And then it came out of him, and he said, "My grandfather, my daddy, my grandpa heard Brother Branham in Bombay, in India. My grandpa always told me of Branham. And now you are telling me that you knew this man? Come, come. The TV studio is yours. Tell whatever God has laid upon your heart. Just think of it, how God is opening the doors, how he is directing the hearts so that the last ones are called out all over the earth. So, that, what I said before, I didn't say it out of criticism. I just said it with a great pain. I just spoke about it briefly. That we get more thankful, that we get more thankful for the grace which the Lord has given unto us. To have anointed eyes, to place everything scripturally, and to walk forward by faith. To Him, the Almighty God, who is watching over His Word, who brings His counsel to pass, which He purposed from eternity on in our time. And we can really say, like Paul said already then in the book of Acts chapter 20, "I proclaimed unto you the whole counsel of God." In this fullness, in this preciseness, starting with that what happened in the Garden of Eden. Also that we said here time and again, because the original beguiling and sin and transgression happened in the body of flesh and blood by begetting. By begetting it happened. Therefore, the promise had to be, "You are my son. Today I have begotten thee." The Lord Himself had to come into a begotten body of flesh to take upon himself the original sin in this body of flesh, to shed the blood of the new covenant and to give us the redemption and the forgiveness and the grace of God. We are just so grateful with all our hearts that we not only say we are redeemed, but we know in what the fall actually happened and why our Redeemer had to become like us in the flesh. And also this we have said here in the word of introduction, born again by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The forgiveness happened on the cross of Calvary, but with the resurrection, the new divine life came forth, and all who died with Christ, they rose with him unto a new life. Brothers and sisters, every word of God has its place. And we find ourselves time and again in all these scriptures. Then we have recognized what our Lord has said in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, verse 8. Blessed are those of a pure heart, because they shall see God. A promise, one of the nine beatifications which the Lord has given us. And now, it really must become true in us. O Lord, give me grace to be of a pure heart, for I want to see you. I want to be part of it when you will call your own. And the other promise, also this, we time and again emphasized it. Matthew 25, verse 10, the virgins who are ready, they will enter the marriage supper. Let us say it time and again, the wise virgins cannot be enticed. The wise virgins believe as the scripture says, and they place everything according to the scripture, and they let themselves also be placed scripturally. And the foolish ones, they will all kinds of things believe, but only the wise, they will reach the goal. Only the wise will be ready to enter the marriage supper. Then we have also that in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 1, so that it doesn't turn out with any one of you that he is left behind. Just think of it. When the hope of the believers is directed on that the prophet should return, that by an earthquake the resurrection will take place. If one hears things like that, then one really feels otherwise. No! We believe in the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who has given the promise, I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again to receive you unto myself. Lest any of you turns out to be left behind. Let us read it. A couple of scriptures from 2 Corinthians. From 2 Corinthians, chapter 3. Here Paul really, one after the row, he said many things in which we really must deepen ourselves. 2 Corinthians, chapter 3. Here it's written in verse 6. who also, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6, who also has made us able ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. The Spirit giveth life. The Spirit leads into that what was written. And the written word becomes the living word, the revealed word of God. And it's just given to us, by grace given to us, that the letter is made alive by the Spirit, and we receive and accept what God has given us by His grace. Then, in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 3, we read, "For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tablets of stone, but in fleshy tablets of the heart." A epistle of Christ, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of God. Because the written word has become the living word, the revealed word. And Paul sets forth here and continues to set forth in 2 Corinthians 3 from verse 12 that the veil is only been taken away in Christ Jesus. Here we read it. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 12. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. We come boldly before God. We know in whom we believe. We know what we believe. And we do not add to the word. Then, in verse 13, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded, hardened. For until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. Also, this is a very mighty word. The veil is upon their hearts. Whenever the Old Testament is read, and it's only taken away in Christ, because everything what was promised in the Old Testament and announced is being fulfilled in Jesus Christ, in the manifestation of God in the flesh. And therefore it must be emphasized that only in Jesus Christ, our Lord, the veil is being taken away. And when we time and again read in the sermons of Brother Branham about the book of Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ, the veil is taken away. The curtain was torn. We may enter the Holy of Holies, and the word of the Lord and everything that happened for us, we may receive and accept. Then in verse 15, but even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. But when we read the New Testament, I hope that I remember it well. 845 times in the New Testament, it's referred to the Old Testament. And 286 times alone from the Psalms. The New Testament is, of course, the fulfillment of that what God promised in the Old Testament. But let us be honest, we are joined with the Jews with all our hearts, but what good is it? What good is it? The veil is upon their eyes, it's upon their hearts, because that what God has done in Christ, they didn't accept and recognize. Therefore, the Lord had to announce judgment, and he had to say, he will be scattered among all nations. Only in Jesus Christ, in the manifestation of God in the flesh, this veil is being taken away. And that what God has prepared for us, we may see it by grace. We may accept and receive it. And here, in verse 16 and 17, nevertheless, when Israel shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. When is the veil taken away from you and me? Inasmuch as soon as we experience a true conversion to Jesus Christ our Lord, that we are placed into the plan of salvation, that we may know it happened for us and it happened with us. For God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. But this reconciliation must be received and accepted personally also tonight. Should there be friends or people for the first time in our midst who have not yet consecrated their lives to the Lord, may this be the hour, really, may this be the hour which God has given to us to receive what happened for us, so that it can happen with us and in us by his grace. And then in verse 17, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And then comes verse 18, as the crowning climax, but we all, with an unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, mirroring, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Just very mighty. The revelation of God in Christ was given to us so that we, just as our Lord, may partake in everything. And then finally, we can be changed into his image. Then we have in Hebrews 10 the serious admonition in Hebrews 10 that we accept and receive and that we persevere until the end. Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 12. Hebrews 10 from verse 12. Here we read the wonderful words. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. From henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. Also tonight, the enemies are conquered by the resurrection. The victory of God over hell and devil, over everything was manifested. And the victory of our Redeemer is the victory of the redeemed. And our faith is the victory which has overcome the world. And then, in verse 14, for by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Perfected. Here, the word is written perfected. No patchwork. No, forever perfected, completed. What did we say here last Wednesday night? Whatever the Lord does is perfect. And as true as the Lord God has born us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, so it can be said, with God there's no misborn child. Every baby which comes in a normal way to this earth is perfect from head to toe. But the baby must grow. It must grow. So it is with us, brothers and sisters. Whenever we received the forgiveness, and whenever the word of God was sown into us, and when the Spirit of God comes over us, and when the new life comes forth in us, and when we are truly born again unto a living hope, then we just need the growth, the spiritual growth. And then comes Ephesians 4, to put off the old man. The more the new man increases, the more the old man is put off, until we are found in the perfect will of God, just as it is written here. For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. And we are letting ourselves be sanctified. John 17:17, sanctify them in thy truth, thy word is the truth. And therefore, we believe every word of God with all our hearts. And as sure as we believe every word with all our hearts, so sure we are sanctified by the Spirit who has inspired the word. It's a divine promise. Sanctify them in thy word. Thy word is the truth. And as sure as we receive the word of God, so sure we are sanctified in it. For without sanctification, no one shall see the Lord. Not our self-sanctification, but the sanctification in the Word, in the will of God. One could read on and on. God is faithful, and God pardoned us so that we partake in that, what He is doing right now. And let us say it time and again anew, our Lord has started, and our Lord will finish. Could He start in you, in me, in us? Would we be here tonight if God had not laid the desire in us to be gathered under the sound of His Word? Would people travel 1,550 kilometers to be here? Would they come from Kinshasa? Would they come from here and there? Today, my two translators are here from Kinshasa, Brother Tati, and also the second translator who translates into the language which is spoken in Kinshasa. God really took care for everything that is being passed on, whatever He prepared for us in this time and also for eternity. Let us summarize of what it is all about today. God is only in His Word, and God does all things only according to His Word. And this we can follow up. We read the promises, and then we see the fulfillment. We don't need to interpret. No, just to believe and to participate in it. And therefore, brothers and sisters, also in the responsibility, which I'm really aware of, it must be just said here, I will have to say it a few times, that now the difference becomes manifest between foolish and between the wise. All have come out. All have heard the last call. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Everything is emphasized. And what comes then? Brothers and sisters, let us thank God with all our hearts that we understood. He will turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers, as John the Baptist has turned the hearts of the fathers, of the Old Testament fathers, to the New Testament children, to prepare a people for the Lord. So by the message which God has given us, by His servant and prophet, who had a direct part in the plan of salvation, so that the hearts of the true believers, of the true children of God, are turned back to the origin of our fathers, to the apostolic fathers, of which it is written, another foundation cannot be laid than that which was laid already. Apostles and prophets, men sent from God, who have part in all of the plan of salvation of our God. When we emphasize these things, then we really mean it with all our hearts. And may the whole world, in all peoples, in all tongues, may they know that God is really only in His Word. And when there is no divine commission, then there's also no divine sending. First, the divine call, the divine commission must be there to carry out the sending. And here we could go back to the 11th of June, 33. Where it was said from the supernatural cloud, the word sent was spoken, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ. So you are sent with a message. A sent one is a called one. Someone who has part in the plan of salvation of God. When God calls someone for something, then he sends him. And the Lord said, if I send someone and ye receive him, then ye receive me. And whoever receives me receives him who has sent me. God has really sent his servants and prophets. And let us say it honestly and confidently, as John the Baptist was a man sent from God, there was the promise. He could say, I am the voice of the one crying in the wilderness. John 1, verse 23. And our Lord placed his ministry. Matthew 11, verse 10. This is he of whom it is written, referring to Malachi 3, verse 1. Brother Branham had really, about 200 times, not 10, not 20 times, about 200 times in his 1,200 sermons, he referred to his sending. Malachi, behold, I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. About 200 times, Brother Branham referred to this scripture and placed his ministry scripturally. I was really astonished myself that he said it so many times. But he knew where he belongs to. He knew his sending. He knew his place in the kingdom of God. How would it be if we would not have recognized this? We would also go into various directions and would also pass on our interpretations. No, we are happy that the Lord has placed everything in such a way that we don't need to interpret anything, but we just receive and accept everything. I don't know how you feel about the service tonight, but for me, it was a journey which has opened my eyes more. My heart is, of course, full of pain on one hand, but on the other hand, I'm grateful, filled with gratefulness, that God has really given us so much grace, that the veil was taken away, that we see and recognize the revelation of Jesus Christ, and that whenever we read this book, then the veil is no more upon us. Whether we read in the Old or New Testament, the veil is no more upon us. The veil is taken away. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God has given us by his grace, to him, the Almighty God, belongs all the glory and all the praise. And the crowning and the final things, we will experience it. And it will turn out that no one who believes with all his heart now will be left behind. No one. But all who believe God now and all who remain in the will and in the word of God, they will be part of the rapture. And they will participate in the marriage supper of the Lamb. It really just goes through all our bones. When it's being said to the foolish ones, then after the door is closed, I don't know you. Very painful. Very painful. I don't know you. Virgins have heard the call, have come out, meeting the bridegroom. having heard the last message and nevertheless missing the connection, living in the past, living in the future, and letting the present tense bypass. Let us say it once again in closing, that what God has done in the past has connected us with that what He is doing right now. And that what He is doing right now connects us with that what He will still do in the future. There's of course no interruption with God. God continues and God will continue until His work of redemption is finished. Remember the two scriptures, Isaiah 28 and also Romans chapter 9. He Himself, the Lord, will rise. He will finish His work with us as the bride church, and then with Israel. Everything will take place just as God has ordained it and purposed it in His plan of salvation. To Him, our Lord, be the glory and the praise throughout all eternity. Amen. Thanks be to His holy and precious word, for His revealed word. And be honest, do you find one place which is closed up for you, which remains dark for you, or is every word, the veil is taken away? The revelation of Jesus Christ was given to us, and it's written, the veil can only be taken away in Jesus Christ. And therefore, the Lord, of course, revealed Himself to us, and the veil is taken away. And we may believe this holy and precious word. And so, the written word has become the living and revealed word by His grace. To Him, to the Almighty God, to the eternal God, to the faithful God, who has revealed Himself to us in Jesus Christ, our Lord, personally. And our Lord could say, He who sees Me sees the Father. To Him alone belongs the glory. And so much can be also said now. We preach the word. We preach Jesus Christ. And we place that what God has done and given through the ministry of Brother Branham, we place it scripturally. But the preaching, the proclamation is Jesus Christ, the crucified one, the risen one, and to Him alone belongs the glory. Let us thank also tonight the Lord for that what He has done in us and through us by His grace. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us sing the chorus, Just As I Am. Perhaps the two sisters have a song which we'll hear. Just Jesus ruft freundlich verlorene nach Haus.
jetzt wo der Gnade dir beut. Jesus ruft heut, Jesus ruft heut, Jesus er rufet so freundlich dich heut. Jesus schenkt müden Erquickung und Ruhe, schenket sich heut. Schenket sich heut, bring ihm die Sorgen, wo eile herzu, stillt er doch gerne dein Leid. Jesus ruft heut, Jesus ruft heut, Jesus ruft. So freundlich dich heut. Jesus hat deine Rosen der noch heut, wartet noch heut, wartet noch heut. Hast du die Schuld deiner Sünde bereut? Komme, o Sünde, noch heut. Jesus ruft heut, Jesus ruft heut, Jesus er rufet so freundlich dich heut. Jesus ruft heut, Jesus ruft heut. Jesus, er rufet so freundlich dich heut.
Amen. Amen. Haben wir einig in unserer Mitte?
Have we some in our midst?
Die dem Ruf folgen möchten?
Who want to follow this call?
Hebt kurz die Hand.
Raise briefly your hand. Do we have some for whom we can pray? God bless you. God bless.
God segne, God segne.
God bless you.
God segne, God segne. God segne, God segne, God segne. Überall.
Everywhere. God bless. God bless. Everywhere. There's still a time of grace. The Spirit of God is still at work. We can still come to Him. He forgives transgression and He doesn't remember the sin no more, as a song goes. Even your sin would be red as scarlet, it shall become whiter than the snow. And also the word, as the word of introduction, born again unto a living hope by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. By the shed blood, the redemption, the forgiveness, the reconciliation took place. Therefore, Paul has written, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled with God. But by the resurrection, the new divine life has come forth. And we not only were crucified with Christ, and we not only died with Him, but we rose with Him unto a new life. By the same power which was manifested by the resurrection, the same power is in us manifested and will be manifested on and on. Today we have Brother Jean-Claude in our midst. Do you also want to come to the front? We have heard the words, the word of God. Are you here, Brother Jean-Claude? Please come to the front and sing us the chorus. And then together we will pray, thanking the Lord. Thanking the Lord with all our hearts for the unspeakable grace, thanking Him which He has given unto us. Grace and again grace. We all will tune in as much as it is possible. Thank you very much. I wished that all in all languages would already understand what is being sung in one language. That's how it was on the day of Pentecost. One spoke and all the others understood in their own language what was said. Just have patience with us, all ye that speak other languages. Just have patience with us. We are grateful for the interpreters, grateful that it is being translated into all the languages which are present here, and that all can hear, and that all can personally witness. Now we will bow our heads, and once again we will sing "Just as I Am." While we sing again, "Only Believe," I ask that all are coming to the front now, and that we pray together. All who have raised their hands, that we will believe together here, and that we will pray together. Whoever would like to come to the front can now do it. Only believe. This we not only have sung, this we believe with all our hearts. All things are possible for him who believes. Come a bit closer. Come a bit closer. Thank you. Thanks be to the Lord. Thanks be to the Lord. Our Lord has said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest unto your souls." Rest for your souls. Peace with God. Do you all believe that the blood of the Lamb of God was shed on the cross of Calvary, and that the redemption took place, and that you received and accepted it? Then say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And may I now ask in general, how many believe the message of God in the original, namely, as John was sent, so the message was sent to forerun the second coming of Christ. Say amen. All the hands. All the world. Raise your hands. All the world. All the world shall see it. The whole world shall receive and accept. For God is only in his word. and in only what he has said, Lord, Almighty God, also this day you have given to us. I'm weak and miserable, but your word is mighty and your blood has the same power. We thank you for all who have accepted the redemption. Precious Lord, may all believe that their guilt and sin is forgiven. Receive it, accept it. For thus it is written, all who received him, to them he gave the power to become the children of God, namely even to them who believe on his name. And you believe with all your heart that the blood of the Lamb of God was shed on the cross of Calvary for the forgiveness of our sins, and that God's word was given to us as the divine seed which was laid into our hearts, so that the new divine life which was in the seed of the word comes forth by the Spirit. And thus we become being born again unto a living hope by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Both is reality, the forgiveness and the new birth. It's a divine reality. Receive it, accept it. And together we thank the faithful God with all our hearts for it. Now we ask Brother Schmidt to pray with us and to thank the Lord. Great God, we thank you. I thank you. And you gave the testimony yourself that your word does not return void, but it has accomplished for what you have sent it for, Lord. We thank you that here before us, in your presence, Lord, there is a crowd of witnesses here. They believed and they believe, and your word spoke to them. Lord, we ask you, you see and you know each one. You know all the needs, all the problems are well known to you. But one thing we have in common, we want to be endued with a power from on high, with the power of your Holy Spirit, so that your name might be glorified in us and with us and through us in your church. Worldwide, we ask it for your name's sake. For your promise is yes and amen. And as we heard it today, Lord, the veil was taken away from our hearts. Thanks be to you for the revelation. Now we ask you for your blessing. Amen. And today, I ask the two translators from Kinshasa, Brother Tati and our brother, please come. Where is Brother Arben? Is Brother Arben in our midst? Brother Arben, please come to the front. The brethren, most, please, the brethren will most surely pray in the French language. Yes, there we had 18,000 people in the stadium gathered. The president of the country has listened, and God has given much grace. When I asked how many of you are baptized biblically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, then the hands went up, And all who were not yet baptized, they afterward, they were baptized. The word does not return void. It accomplishes. Yes, just briefly thanking the Lord. Beloved Heavenly Father, we see what you are doing now, here and all over the earth. It's the last call. If you would not be at work, then we would not see what we are seeing today. You cannot say a thing which you are not fulfilling. You spoke of the salvation because you can also save. You speak of healing because you are also the healer. You speak of the rapture, for you will also rapture us. Speak of the Holy Ghost, and you will give us the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father, for everything. We just want to thank you, Lord. We also have seen what you have done in Kinshasa. It was not a work of a man, it was your work. And we see all these people, they have probably a request. Please help each one here. And may each one benefit of your grace. May your grace be manifested. And may the fruit be seen in eternity. Bless our precious brother Frank. Strengthen him. May you continue to bless him so that we are edified. May everything happen for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. God, our Father, we thank you for the word which was given to us tonight. You have given us eyes to see, you have given us ears to hear, and hearts to believe. You have given us grace that the veil was taken away and that revelation was given to us. We thank you for the message, the biblical message, which will forerun the second coming of Christ. May you lead us by your Holy Spirit, Lord our God. I ask you, our hearts are sometimes sad. May you remember the USA. Your servant was there. May the last ones also be called out in this country. May you also bless those who have come to the front. Lord, help. Help us all, Lord. Help us all. May you give now what you have given at the beginning.
À toi la gloire. Tu le feras. Je le crois. Au nom de Jésus Christ. À lui l'honneur, la gloire, la majesté, le règne.
All the glory belongs to you.
Amen.
Amen. It was not easy to translate, but whatever the heart is full of, this the mouth speaketh. And I wished that it would be with all of us like this, that today, at this place, we would just thank our God together and giving Him the glory. And as our brother prayed in this last prayer, as he said it to the Lord, that also in the United States, the Word of God May it come to pass there, that all would come to the faith, as the scripture says. That God may just give grace there, that all who got under the wrong influence, that they are coming under the divine influence, that all who are part of the bright church, that they only believe as the scripture says, and what the scripture says. To our God be the glory. All you who have come to the front, do you believe? Brother Joseph, God bless you in a special way. God bless you in a special way. Yes, the Lord may bless us all and be with us all. Let us sing for the glory of God. Thou art worthy, thou art worthy. And whoever would like to raise his hands, please. Brother Alfred Borg and Helmut Miskis to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you together for this evening, for all the words which we have heard, Lord, and we feel your presence, Lord. As you promised, you are present. You go from heart to heart. You have called the brothers and sisters to the front. May you give to them whatever they have need of. Give it to all of us, Lord. Whatever we have need of, we need a new experience with you. We need that you, by your Holy Spirit, take dwelling in our hearts. Open our mouths. Open our hearts. Lord, we thank you. We praise your wonderful name. All things are possible tonight because the Lord is present in our midst. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Faithful Heavenly Father, with all our hearts, we bring you the thanksgiving for your grace that we could hear your word anew today, that we could believe it and that we could experience it. The full deliverance, the full salvation, the full forgiveness, everything you have done for us. When you have given your life on the cross of Calvary for us, and by your resurrection, Lord, we have been raised unto a new life, unto a living hope. Lord, we are waiting for your coming. And now we're in the time of preparation. Lord, bless all, especially, you know every request, you know every problem, every desire. Lord, let us look upon you, the victor of Calvary, For you finished the work of redemption, and everything is ours now by your grace. Receive the worship, receive the praise and thanksgiving from our hearts, and continue to be with us. Yes, with all who are hearing your call now, all who are hearing your word now. Bless all worldwide and call out the last ones. And bless also the carrier of your word with new power and new grace, so that your word might be preached. For everything be thanks in your precious name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. We give all the glory to Jesus. And all the people say, Amen. I'm asking once again, do you all believe that the message which God has given to us by Brother Branham through the Word of God, that is now forerunning now the second coming of Christ? Amen. The Lord God, may He bless us. May He give us grace, so that it doesn't turn out in any one of us that He is left behind. Also this, we said many times, if we are not part of it, who we are believing God now, who shall then be part of it? Who? Who? Those who are walking their own ways? To the Lord God be the thanks with all our hearts. I forgot to tell you that also in Romania we had tremendous meetings, and our brothers, whether Brother John, whether Brother Daniel, but Brother Florin, all had their part in it. Who can imagine that in Europe 2,000 people are coming together to hear the Word of God? There, in the entrance hall, there are two photos of these meetings which we had in Romania. God is really doing great things, and the last ones are being called out. To Him, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who is watching over His word, who is watching over His people, to Him be the glory, now and forever. Brother Miskis will say a few things which we have to pay attention to, and afterward we sing a chorus in closing. We are so grateful for that, what we have heard tonight. Let us really have it in our hearts and keep it in our hearts. And let us ponder upon it. Let us remain in silence, going to bed, paying attention that everything is silent, that our children are silent, and that tomorrow morning we can come again with a new hunger into the presence of God. And one thing we can say, thanking Him, receiving Him, receiving it, putting all doubts aside. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. The Lord has done great things. We can testify of it. Of that what the Lord has done. Believe. Keep it. Don't let it go. But give God the glory. May the Lord bless you all. And then until tomorrow morning, we see us again. praise, honor, and glory. Let us sing.